This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn, and we wanted to talk about internet, mobile internet, you know, connectivity in general, because today is the first day that the directive from the National Security Council kicks in, which means that more of us than ever will be working from home, where previously it was a recommendation. With it being a directive, I would imagine that a lot of companies are looking to make that adjustment. So with that said, right, internet and mobile connectivity, therefore, is more important than ever. I think many of us who have struggled while trying to connect to a meeting, to hop onto a call, in our cases, to do recordings from home, will have been frustrated by the Wi-Fi from time to time, which is why the government and telco companies are working around the clock to expand and improve connectivity. And one of those key players is, of course, Celcom. Earlier in the year, they worked with other companies to invest 400 million ringgit to upgrade existing infrastructure and networks. And now they're also focusing on creating resilient networks and helping to achieve the government's Jendela initiative, which we'll hear more about later. It is also meant to expand, of course, 4G access, increase broadband speeds, and make the transition to 5G networks. With that said, we are going to be hearing after this from the CEO of Celcom, Idham Nawawi. But before that, I did want to know, firstly, you know, just on a very basic level, since a lot of us perhaps spent the day working from home, how did that go? And also in general, how would you describe your internet access at home? Are you, you know, are you using your laptop more often in order to work? Are you using your phone? What is it like on either end? You know, what are you relying on right now to get stuff done at home in terms of joining those meetings, sending out emails, responding to messages? Let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and of course, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It's 7:10 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking now about internet and mobile connectivity, and also specifically what Celcom is going to be doing to kind of work on that and strengthen existing infrastructures. And again, if you have any questions or thoughts on this, and also if you just like to share your experiences with what your internet is like at home, whether it's on your laptop or your phone, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us on the line is Idham Nawawi, who's the CEO of Celcom Axiata Berhad. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And you last came on BFM on The Breakfast Grill back in June, and you talked then about the challenges during the MCO and how Celcom adapted. How have your concerns changed since then as a service provider?
Well, Celcom, as you know, is one of the, I wouldn't say the oldest, but has been around for a long time in providing telecommunication services to all Malaysians. And we have the widest network and currently the most number of users in our network. Of course, what has happened with COVID-19 has an implication to us as any other industries. Maybe not as bad as some industries. We have some direct impact. We also have some indirect impact as our customers being impacted by the COVID-19. Directly, of course, we've been impacted by how the customers are using the services or become more and more dependent on the services. But as you know, in call in support of the community, in support of the of Malaysians, we have been giving free 1 gigabyte data to our subscribers every day, which they have to renew every month in terms of whether they want to use it or not. So that's although it's good for the consumers, so we are very pleased to be able to help, but it's also have some implication to our business. And if you see, because of COVID-19 also, we're seeing lesser and lesser people coming. As you know, the roaming revenue, for example, is quite impacted to us as well. So yes, we have some direct and indirect impact to the business. However, some of this concern that we had before in terms of increased number of users also changed some of the patterns post MCO, even though we're seeing now the product or our services is being consumed a lot more by the consumers, and we hope to see this increasing dependency on our services will become a positive impact to the industry in the future.
Right. And you mentioned that it was a challenge for Celcom to manage increased traffic and changed patterns in data usage during the MCO. Is there now greater capacity to cope with increased demand?
For Celcom, we have done quite well in terms of coping with the capacity. We have brought forward some investment, which we have done in fourth quarter, what we brought it earlier. I think we have able to maintain the demand either at the city centre, even in the suburban and rural areas as well. So we have been able to maintain this capacity as required.
And have there been any specific challenges that you heard from your customers or any needs that Celcom does need to address?
Of course, our customers during this period is very concerned about affordability. They're very concerned about possible loss of income, so on and so forth. So they want to have a service that's almost worry-free, a service that's affordable, and also as well as reliable. Celcom comes right in the right place to provide this to our customers. Some of our packages, especially the most recent package of our unlimited packages, is doing quite well, is well accepted by the market. I think we touch the right level of affordability within the consumers. And the fact that we have the widest network, we have the highest availability in terms of our 4G LTE network, we're able to provide this service to most of Malaysia.
And one incident that I think is relevant to this was a network disruption that happened several weeks ago on the 4th of October, where Celcom customers experienced a network disruption and they took to social media to essentially express their frustrations and confusion. Can you tell us what happened there?
Let me say this. When we run a network as large as the size of Celcom supporting the network of customers that we have, we do all the things, the best thing possible in order to provide the best quality and uninterrupted services to our customers. However, despite whatever that you do, when the worst thing is going to happen, it will happen. And the question will be, for us, is how fast can we bring the services back? In this case, on the, we call it the I wouldn't want to use Sunday, Bloody Sunday. In this case, on Sunday, on the 4th of October, we had this outage. It is it was due to a power outage, however, which is not uncommon. A power outage is quite common. However, in this incident, there's a few servers out of the hundreds of servers that we had that was impacted. And the challenge will be, under normal circumstances, the servers will be able to be come up online to provide the service just in a matter of minutes. However, due to and at that point in time, there was an unknown bug in one of the router that's actually caused the process to bring up the service took longer than expected. After all the collaboration that we have with our vendors, so on and so forth, we only managed to bring up the service. It took us about 3 hours to bring up the service, as opposed to something that should have taken minutes for us to bring up the service. Of course, when this happened, we as a company, we regret that this happened. We know how important this service is to our customers, especially also to their livelihood. And I personally has apologized to our customers for this incident. But the most important thing is we understand, we know what happened. We know exactly what happened, actually. And we have done the number one, installed the patch that caused the bug that delayed the recovery of the service. And proactively, of course, all the time we manage our network, we manage all the elements in our network proactively. But in this case, proactively, even one more round, we are making sure all our batteries, all our power system, at all our centers, once again, we do a very thorough check to make sure there could be similar disruption will not happen. Or at least we can say we minimize any potential interruption of similar nature that could impact our customers again.
So what further improvements can be made to avoid similar disruptions in the future?
As running a telco operation, a network of this size, we do this on a daily basis. We look at reliability is one very very important to us. Network resiliency is paramount. Of course, every year we allocate a certain capital expenditure just to make sure that the network is always stable, not just about performance and capacity. So there's a lot of things that we can do further. We are undertaking a lot of activities just to make sure not only about power, but it's also our architecture has the best architecture to ensure resiliency. The equipment that we install has proper backup system, so on and so forth. So this is something that we always look at, but sometimes a major incident like what happened is warrant for us to proactively going through everything again just to make sure that nothing is left to chance.
Right. And Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin recently announced the Jendela plan to improve digital communications. And this includes a policy to ensure that residential areas have internet access as a utility. Can you tell us what Celcom's role is in providing that access?
First is Celcom, of course, is fully supportive of this of the Jendela initiative. We are part of the industry that provide a contribution into the development of this plan. And of course, Celcom is fully committed to support this program to make it a very successful program. We are looking as an industry how to improve in terms of 4G LTE coverage. We are looking in as an industry to look at how to provide more connectivity to the homes with a better quality of service. We are looking as industry how to look at improving the quality of experience on mobile services across the board. And we're also looking as industry, one of it is how to better optimize the use of spectrum to the more later technology by shutting down the 3G network or migrating the 3G network users to 4G. So this is what we're doing as an industry, and Celcom is fully supportive of this. We are looking at even as high as 50% of our capital expenditure that we're going to spend every year will be towards making sure that we achieve this Jendela initiative.
And of course, the news about Viviona Mosibin also, you know, kind of created a lot of attention when it comes to improving connectivity in rural areas throughout the country. Can you tell us your plans when it comes to that?
Yeah, Celcom, as you know, like I mentioned, has been operating for the last 30 years. We've always been the first to provide network services to some of the most rural area. Even we say the Celcom territory even includes Mount Kinabalu. But as we go on, we're providing 2G today, 3G services, and also 4G services, and we continue to expand our 4G services. Now, we understand that some of the 4G services still need to expand further to some of the areas, the more rural and remote areas. But at the same time also, we realize, for example, to bring this 4G LTE to the last 2-3% of the population, this could be a very, very expensive affair. However, I think now the industry is working a lot more closer together in collaboration so that we can actually work together to bring our network to the more remote areas in a much more economical way by sharing our facilities, by sharing our networks, so on and so forth. And we are doing this together with MCMC. And we believe by collaborating together, we can bring expand our respective networks in a much more rapid manner and in a much more economical way.
Right. But does the pandemic affect those plans to broaden network coverage?
To some extent, this has to do more with the ability for our contractors and subcontractors to mobilize our equipment during the installation and so on and so forth. But we are working very closely with MCMC and all the authorities and local authorities as well to make sure that we can move on or move with our work as fast as possible. Then again, there are things with local authorities who play a big role in making sure that we can deploy as fast as possible. And we hope that as an industry, we can find a common ground where we find a win-win-win solution so that we can provide services to or roll out our services as fast as possible, so that the consumer will also win to get the services that they're looking for in order for them to do to access for education purposes, also for their business purposes, as well as the government also to do, meet their objective to bring communications not just to the urban area, but to, I would say, every corner of the country.
Moving forward then, what's in store for the company as the pandemic continues?
Well, SALCOM will continue to play our role. We want to continue to become one of the most or largest network in Malaysia. We want to continue to provide the best services to our customers, every aspect of our customers in urban, suburban, and also in rural areas. At one time also, SALCOM also provide more than just connectivity. We see ourselves, we have a role to beyond just provide connectivity. We do, in a way, provide assistance to our customers, especially those in the rural areas, on how they transform themselves, their life into the digital space. We have an inclusive digital nation, we call it, which is our own aspiration to help Malaysia to become a digital nation. And we want to focus to make sure no Malaysians is left behind. So it's not only they have and the city center, people who live in the city centers able to enjoy the benefit of digital economy, but we want to make sure every Malaysian will have the same opportunity. So hence our programs such as our Siswapreneur, our program like Desa Mall, our program like Suri Mall will be able to help the Malaysians in the rural area to come on board into the digital economy. So we want to continue to play our role as one of the major technology enabler, a major telecoms operator in the country to help all Malaysians. We are proud to say that we are a Malaysian company run by Malaysian, for Malaysians.
Idham, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Idham Nawawi, CEO of Celcom Axiata Berhad, talking to us about connectivity, really, and improving that throughout the country. Specifically important, I think, in this time where we are working from home and it's so crucial to be able to connect to the internet. And so we wanted to know what your experiences have been like, what are you relying on at the moment? And if you'd like to share, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And in the meantime, we have some music. Here's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Just Dropped In, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.